This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Mufundo Masiko is a third-year student at MUT Radio. He's studying electrical engineering and he's originally from Swaziland. So he is the football captain at MUT. What's your strongest points when you're coming to managing a football club? I mean, like, you know, it must be like really challenging managing 11 guys on the field.
Yeah, it's quite so difficult to miss. First things first, I think mind over matter. Understanding my players and understanding our philosophy and what we need to attain as a team, I think is one of the first things that is important for me to get. And then getting into the field, I need to push them in a way that I understand them. You know, we stay together for so long, so you know, when I understand my teammates, it's easy to command them, it's easy to communicate with them.
Yeah, that's a very good point about managing guys. You know, you need to know the person, the psychological understanding also, you know, for that. Yeah. So last week's game, you have played last week?
Yeah.
What was the result of last week's game?
We're playing against Maccabean on Sunday. It was a tie, 1-1.
All right.
Yeah, it was 1-1. You know, when two pools fight.
Yes, it's exactly. Suffer. But I do remember that you were on top of the logs, right?
Yeah.
So you're still on top of the logs.
Still on top of the logs. Right. Two points clear again.
2 points clear again, son. Well, what's coming up this week?
This week we are playing against Summerfield in Chatswood, Heavenside, Sports Crown, three.
Thank you. What's the challenges that...
I don't know where to start about this one, but I will just speak for like the MUT sports, because the challenges that I'm facing, I think the other sports codes are also facing. The only challenge that we have in Mangosuthu, I think, is that our passion is unlimited, but we have a limited budget. So, so we can't like get some of the things that we need, but we can't blame anyone. I feel like at some point they need to review the budget in order to cater like the whole sports codes, because we can't get a special treatment. Like, yeah, so okay, we're doing very well, we need to get this and this and that. No, it shouldn't be like that. I think every sport coach should be accommodated in such a way that they give them what they really deserve.
Where do you like to see yourself in the future?
I would love to see myself like as an impactor in this game. Anything that I can do to impact the game, because I love it so much.
Right.
More than loving it, I respect it.
If you have to choose joining up with any major clubs, which one will you choose?
I'm a Sundowns supporter.
Sundowns. So okay. I did hear some things about Sundowns, but we'll discuss that more often. International, let's say the Premier League. Don't tell me Liverpool.
Yeah, so I used to go for the Blues.
And the Blues?
Chelsea.
Okay, well, they're doing quite well too. So this season they're doing quite well, yes. Off period times, what do you do when you're not playing soccer?
Most of the time I stay with the boys. We socialize. That's the only thing I can do to socialize. But then at the same time, I'm one guy who likes to get more information. I do some researches about some stuff.
So you said you socialize with guys. So how important is for a captain to be part, to be with his team? Like, you know, as you say, socializing. They say similarity breeds contempt, right? So being close to them, does that affect your ability to manage them on the field?
No. It's even much greater to socialize with them, because you get to understand more stuff about them. And then, you know, understanding that psychological part, that's the most important thing, because, yeah, we get to understand each other very well. Yeah.
So who's your favorite soccer player? Internationally, locally, anywhere?
Teko Modise. Just a bit Teko Modise. I used to love that man.
All right, cool. That guy. Okay, cool. Any advice that you have for upcoming soccer players and to encourage students to follow the sport, what would you say?
One thing I can say about sports, it has trained me to be a good guy. And then when you do good stuff come to you. You know, you can't go for a match without preparing. So you need to prepare yourself in each and everything you do. You see the results.
Now, you're also a third year electrical engineering student. How important is to balance your sports life, your social life, and your studies?
Most of the time, you know, I train usually afternoon. So, in between, like from the morning up until afternoon, that's the only time I can utilize for my studies. And then, even in evening, it depends whether I do have homeworks or I wanna to focus on such and certain subject, so I use that time. It's easy for me, because the only thing that I love is football, so I'm focusing on football.
On football, okay.
Focusing on my study. You know, going out to that field, it has turned out to be something like that I live with. It's a habit now, so I don't feel anything.
Okay, so
the only thing that happens when I don't go for training, I feel like I'm sick.
Is there any? I was asking you this. You know, like we got the Kaizer Chiefs, Amoco, the Sundowns, the Brazilians. Do you all have a name?
No, we don't have. But we only use team MUT.
MUT.
Yeah.
We should get a name for you. Maybe something. You'll have a competition and choose a nice name for the boys. So, how long have you been a captain there?
Since 2018. I think this is my third season.
Fourth season. And how long have you been playing in the club?
Four seasons.
So, yes, if you are the new students coming up, you have any advice for the new students?
The only thing I can say to new students is that they should know what they are here for. Just focus on what they want to be.
We just spoke to the captain of the MUT Football Club.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.